Nancy, Glenfinn ladies, well, have conquered Donegal and now setting new sights, beginning tomorrow with St McCartan's of Tyrone in the first round of the Ulster ladies.
Up against McCartan's, Tyrone champions. That's another step up, but indeed our girls are well experienced and they'll be well able for it, you know.
So. Yeah. Of course, you have a hard core of players who have had great success with Donegal, and actually you have two All-Star nominees and probably two in with a great chance of winning Ladies All-Stars for the first time. Yvonne McMoneagle, of course, All-Star winner already, and Karen Guthrie.
Yeah, the two of them nominated, it's great to see Karen getting a nomination and Yvonne, like Yvonne was there before, and absolutely two very powerful players, very good players, playing all year and sitting all year with the county and then coming back to your club and giving the club 100% then. That's a big ask for players, like, but in fairness to them, that they get on with it and they do it 100%, like, you know.
Champions again after a few years, and you know, defeated Moville in the final, and obviously, you know, that's the level you're at. You're expecting to win championships.
We are. Aye, there were sort of a few bad years there. Now I would say five of them, like, that they were knocking about with Termin. They couldn't get over Termin at all there for a couple of years, and then Moville come along then, and they're a good side, like, and they won last year, and then Glenfinnan hadn't won for 6 years, and you know, they're a very strong panel, but they deserve probably another couple of victories, but that's the way it is, like, yeah. Termin and Moville were there too, they were very strong, so
yeah. And of course we saw Termin going on and winning all Ireland clubs, so that gives you the level of Donegal football, ladies football.
That's the level it's at. That fairness to Termin, had a great team at that stage. They won All Ireland, they won Ulster, they won straight through Ulster, and they won All Ireland, like, which, and they won All Ireland Gaeltacht as well. That around that same period, you know, so that's a very high standard there at the moment. Like.
And tell me, St McCartan's of Tyrone, do you know much of them?
I don't know much now. We got a DVD of them in the final, as I say, but they won that fairly comprehensive, like, and you wouldn't really get much out of it, like, from their play. But they look comfortable on the ball, and they're able to carry the ball well. Like, they seem to be good footballers and good strong players, like, so they'll not be too easy to put away either, you know, so.
And how is the build-up? How has preparations gone since you won in Donegal?
Preparations are 100% now. Like, you'd have 20, over 20 training every night, like, and they're really up for it, you know. The four girls are back to training full-time, the four county girls, and it makes a terrible difference, like, and training can be stepped up on stages, like, and we've stepped up there in the last 3 weeks, so. We're well prepared for it now.
Of course, the last time you were in Ulster, went all the way to the final, losing to Dunamoyne. And given, I suppose, Termin's record, the expectation is that Donegal champions are going to be one of the favourites for Ulster. So you have to get over that hurdle in your head as well.
That's right. I think it was 6 years ago now. They were bit by Dunamoyne up in that was in Clonus, I think the final was. But Termin have set this, as we say, Termin have set a big standard there now, like, and we'll be expecting great things out of the Donegal champions, which is rightly so, I suppose, after coming through Termin and Moville, like, it's a good achievement so far, like, so we'll be hoping to go all the way in Ulster as well, like, you know.
Yeah, one step at a time, too.
One step at a time, we take one game at a time, we'll get over tomorrow first, and then we'll prepare for the semi-final, but we'll prepare right now for tomorrow and be ready.
And tell me, have you got everybody? You know, a long season can have its toll on limbs and bodies.
Fortunate enough now with injuries, we have no major injuries. We can have, it'll be based on the same starting lineup that started the final, basically. We have everybody full strength.